Diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Eating Meat Destroys Lives and Harms the Planet, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
สัตว์ไม่ใช่ข้อห้ามเว้นแต่เนื้อสัตว์10ชนิดนอกจากนี้ชาวพุทธบางคนเชื่อว่าการฆ่าสัตว์ทางอ้อมไม่เป็นบาปหรือพระไม่สามารถเลือกฉันอาหารที่ได้รับถวายมาได้ดังนั้นคนมากมายดูเหมือนจะยึดติดอยู่สิ่งที่พวกเขาคิดว่าเป็นคำสอนของพระพุทธเจ้าและทานเนื้อสัตว์ต่อไปท่านอาจารย์จะให้กำลังใจกับคนเหล่านี้อย่างไรให้เขาเปิดใจและเปลี่ยนไปทานมังสวิรัติ
I have told the Supreme Master television staff to collect all the sayings of the Buddha concerning the vegetarian diet. He always say that we should not eat meat. And whoever eat meat are not my disciples. Yeah? In the beginning, when they came to the Buddha, he allowed them to slowly change into vegetarian diet. Just like now, I allow convenient method that people have to be at least 10 days vegetarian in order to...slowly change into vegetarian diet, and we teach them a little bit of convenient method so that they slowly get experience and then get acquainted with the vegetarian diet if they cannot be vegetarian immediately. Similar, the Buddha does allow in the beginning perhaps, but he told again, again and again in many, many sutras that you should not eat meat. Whoever eat meat destroy all the good merit.And all the Dharma God even stay away from them, and they will destroy this root of compassion, and etc., etc. One of the monks asked, if we go out begging for alms, and if people give us some meat together with the vegetable and rice, what would we do? The Buddha say, wash away the meat part, and then you eat the rest. Even that, even you have to wash it away. So there's no way...that the Buddha asked people to eat meat or to kill animals to eat. He was even one time carrying a little lamb because the lamb was too weak to walk. And he doesn't want the herder to keep beating the lamb or force him to walk when he's wounded or was weak. So the Buddha offered to carry the lamb to the hill for the herder. Buddha has never advocated meat eating.So you can collect all of these. We have it on our website. You print them in the leaflet and give it to monks and the people, hoping that they will understand. And if they don't understand, they can always refer to those sutras where the Buddha have said it, because we also state where did the Buddha say this, in what sutra, and what paragraph, in what chapter.
Vegetarianism and Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I think one reason that some people don't want to become vegetarian is that they don't yet see the connection between the killing and the karma resulted from it.
Yes.
For most people, the world seems okay as it is, despite several warning signs, such as many disasters or sickness that befall upon them. Dear Master, how can we make them see the connection between the killing, whether direct or indirect, and the resulting karma? How can we make them believe in karma before it's too late?
There's no need to make them believe in good karma. It takes too long. Either you give them the Buddhist scriptures about what the Buddha is saying that I have just mentioned, or you just print out all the scientific evidence between the meat eating and the global warming. Yes? It means if they continue to eat meat, they're going to die, to destroy the planet. There's no need karma involved even. It depends on who they ask. If they're Buddhists and believe in karma, okay, you give them the Buddha saying. If not, you give them scientific evidence about the harm of all the meat eating, yeah, even to their health. We have it all on the Supreme Master television. Please ask somebody good English to translate it all in Thai, print it out, even very small, so you don't have to print many papers. You print small, just the headline very big, and they get curious, they will read it. If they cannot read, they ask somebody to read. Even if it's small, they will read. You just say something very eye-catching, like, to eat meat is to kill yourself. Do you want to die young? Do you want to live long? And then underneath, you list all the harm of meat eating and all the benefit of vegetarian diet. Make some eye-catching headline and then print all the fact out. Even karma or not karma or scientific evidence and karma all together.
สวัสดีค่ะท่านอาจารย์ในเรื่องการลดการปล่อยก๊าซท่านพอจะบอกพวกเราได้หรือไม่ว่าต้องลดก๊าซในปริมาณเท่าไหร่ถึงจะหยุดภาวะโลกร้อนนี้ได้ขอบคุณค่ะ
We have to reduce 80% of the pollution from the gas and everything else, okay? And stop eating the animals. That is the only way to stop immediately the 80% gas pollution. The rest, 20% more or less, nature can absorb and take care of it. And the earth can repair herself. You see, the earth has a mechanism to repair herself. It's just that we overload the planet. We pollute too much, and we create too much of murderous karma. Therefore, the earth is not even allowed to repair herself because of the bad karma of the inhabitants. As soon as we erase this bad retribution from the killing effect, then the earth will turn around, will be allowed to repair, reproduce, and sustain lives again. It's all come around about the bad karma. Yes, we overload her capacity, the earth. So we have to reverse our actions. That's all there is to it. Meat eating produced 80% of global warming from pollution. So if we just stop meat eating, stop killing animals for food, then that 80% gas pollution will disappear. And we will live in peace, health, happiness, and long life again. We have enough food to eat actually. You're not taking food away from anyone. It's just that some eat too much and the meat consumption is the worst. Meat consumption is the one that takes away all things, water, cereals, and the vegetable protein, 90% of it. So it's taken away a lot of the world resource. Water, 70% of it. So even if we don't shower, we don't brush teeth, it amounts to nothing. Mm-hmm. When they don't stop eating meat, we're going to damage this planet. The resource will be running out. It's already running out. And also a lot of people stockpiling their food also because of worry about the climate change. But before that, the food is already short. 862 million people are hungry worldwide this year alone because of meat diet. Because all the food is fed to the animals, the resource and the land and everything. I can never talk enough about that. It is ridiculous that somebody eats so much and somebody eats little. It's not like if they eat meat and everything healthy and good and happy for them and they could be enjoying forever. It's not. If they keep eating like that, they will also be gone. If the earth gone, finally, no more resource, nothing else to eat then. We came with nothing, we will go with nothing. But meanwhile, everybody tried to take what they can, and therefore we are short. Some are taking too much, some are having none. And because the more we eat meat, the more we have to deforest, yes, and the more resource we need. More meat, more land we use, more deforestation, more fuel needed to process, to transport, more resource needed for medicine, for facilities, medical facilities, for all kind of new invention of medicine, because new disease come out all the time. And the old one, we have not found a cure yet, the old new one already come. Because this kind of bad energy will breed more bad virus, bacteria, and we can never keep up with it. And then more hospital, more experiments, vivisection, and more suffering for animals also, in all kind of things. Not just killing them only, you know, suffering in the laboratory and all that. It's beyond my imagination how we can treat anyone or any animal this way.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in next Friday for Part 7 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion titled Eating Meat Destroys Lives and Harms the Planet. And now, stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you all much love and peace under Heaven's grace.
For more urgent details, please see www.suprememastertv.com.